You take it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from an Ivy League college campus. Harvard's president will reportedly keep her job. WBZ's Drew Mulholland is near Cambridge.
The Harvard Corporation has emerged from hours of meetings, and according to the campus newspaper, The Crimson, Harvard President Claudine Gay will remain in office. This all follows her comments on genocide and free speech on campus in congressional testimony last week.
That type of hateful speech, it is at odds with the values of Harvard.
Can you not say here that it is against the code of conduct at Harvard?
Penn's President Liz McGill, who also testified on Capitol Hill, resigned over the weekend. Israel says it's opening a second crossing to inspect cargo entering Gaza to increase the amount of aid that gets in. CBS's Cammy McCormick says humanitarian groups are warning about prolonged checks.
The World Health Organization's Richard Pieperkorn said Palestinian Red Crescent staff have been detained at a checkpoint, and that's had a devastating effect.
The health system has gone from 36 functional hospitals to 11 partially functional hospitals.
And he warns the situation will only get worse.
The issue is we cannot afford to lose any health facility and hospital.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky makes his case for passage of stalled U.S. aid when he visits Capitol Hill and the White House today. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer.
Remind people just how awful this Russian aggression is, and how it's not just about Ukraine, but potentially it's about the broader transatlantic region.
Her lawyers say a Texas mother of two who went to court to get an emergency abortion has gone to another state for the procedure. Her decision came hours before the state Supreme Court ruled she didn't qualify for a medical exemption. Nancy Northrup at the Center for Reproductive Rights.
Texas is saying, we're not going to let you access abortion care, even though your doctor, in their good faith medical judgment, says that's the right thing to do.
Doctor said the fetus had a fatal condition. A federal jury in San Francisco's ruled the Android app store violates antitrust laws after a lawsuit brought by the maker of video game Fortnite, tech contributor Ian Schur.
For Google, this represents a major blow legally, and it could potentially lead to many millions of dollars being lost if people start using other app stores and payment methods.
If you want to look like a Kardashian, consider this. A consumer advocacy group, Public Citizen, filed a petition today with the FDA to require makers of wrinkle-erasing injectables like Botox to include stronger warnings about the risk of a potentially fatal muscle-paralyzing disease. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A plan to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission is a non-starter with Governor Evers. Still, Republicans plan to hold hearings on the bill. Representative Scott Krug chairs the Assembly's Elections Committee.
And there's still a lot of ideas out there that we're going to hear this session that probably won't become law. But it's our job as committee members to vet these ideas and figure out what might work and what might not into the future.
Krug also tells WISN-TV's Upfront his committee won't consider a resolution to fire Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Governor Evers says he's encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Rudolph Country Christmas took place last weekend. It's the busiest day of the year at the Rudolph Post Office, where people get their holiday cards hand-stamped with a unique postmark that's been a tradition since 1945. Vendors lined the fire station parking lot in the pop-up Rudolph Christmas Market. Marcy's mittens were selling fast as customers filled the lot.
I make the wool mittens with the fleece linings out of sweaters.
That's Marcy Scott, owner of Marcy's Mittens. She's been coming to the Rudolph Country Christmas for almost a decade to sell the mittens she makes as her winter hobby. I asked her how many mittens she's made over the years.
Hundreds of pairs. Hundreds of pairs, yes.
She said the reason she comes to this event is because of the people.
We see a lot of familiar faces, and people come and show me their mittens from a couple years ago that they're still wearing them, and it makes me very proud.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 28 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. We're gonna have some fun today. Melissa and James here with you. Take it right to the top of the hour. Good things on the way for you. We're gonna get in some entertainment news to kick off the hour. A little bit later, 8 habits of the world's happiest people.
Ooh, those are going to be some good tips, I hope.
Yeah, we got some That Ain't Right stuff for you. A little bit of good stories of the day, local good stuff as well we'll be getting into. All that coming up for you. And we'll preview our schedule ahead for the day, getting into all of that. But to kick off the hour, Melissa, and I'm going to be playing this a little bit through the audio of this the board here just for a moment, as soon as I can get this thing to work with me. All right, there we go. Here we go.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
So that is the classic Paul McCartney song, Wonderful Christmas Time. One of the more popular Christmas songs this time of year, certainly. A modern classic in some ways, if you, you know, kind of stretch the term of modern, I suppose. But maybe not one of the, like, White Christmas from Bing Crosby or something like that. But up there. It's up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it also could be, it's considered to be one of the most, if not the most polarizing holiday song of all time.
Oh, really?
Seems like people either love or hate it. There is no gray area. There's not a lot of in between. And the people who love it for the same reasons the haters hate it.
Okay.
Are those reasons? Are you confused? Well, a musicologist named Nate Sloan, and man, I would love to have, like, if I was a musicologist, that would be how I introduce myself. Half the people in my life wouldn't even know my name. Just be like, oh, that guy's a musicologist. I don't know what his name is. He never told me his name, but he just tells
just me. Just his title.
I think that's an awesome title. That's a great name, man. Mm-hmm. So this musicologist, Nate Sloan, laid out the reasons why. First up, structure. Or the lack thereof. The song's verse, chorus, verse structure is simple to a fault. At the same time, the song's harmonic patterns are diabolically complex.
Diabolically complex.
Sloan says those chords are deep and jazzy, drawing on the rich harmonic vocabulary of the 40s and 50s pop music when most of the current holiday canon was composed.
Okay.
So you see where McCartney was doing with there. He's taking a little bit of those 40s, 50s classic Christmas songs and looking to introduce some of that in when this comes out in, I believe, the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Kevin doesn't like it.
Yeah. The synths. The synthesizers.
Yes.
Paul recorded the song with a synthesizer that was pretty new at the time. Its sound is staccato and harsh and tinny.
Staccato.
Thank you, Melissa. Staccato. Mm-hmm. Harsh and tinny. Synthesizers aren't terribly common in Christmas songs, but when they're used, they tend to be lush and sustained, adding an orchestral feel to the track. And then there's the lyrics. They're simple and repetitive. They don't say much other than, quote, we're here tonight and that's enough. The phrase, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, is repeated 17 times before the song is over, which makes it catchy and possibly maddening.
And stuck in your head.
Yes. Again, another thing from one of the world's greatest songwriters. Whether you love or love the song or hate it, Paul probably doesn't care. He's earned to have estimated $400,000 up the in six over $400,000 to $600,000 every year from this song.
Whoa! Every year.
Own your music, people.
Hot diggity.
Own your music. own it.
Yeah.
Own those rights of those songs. I was talking about this the other day, and every year we have these things. Melissa, Seth, and I are going to be getting together this week to record our Christmas episode of Director's Cut, and I was looking for topics for us to go through and everything. And one of the things is forgotten Christmas songs, and bad quote unquote bad Christmas songs, and it's from like big name artists, Elvis and other artists and stuff that recorded Christmas music that we don't really think of for every
that we don't hear.
Yeah, and a lot of them are original songs. And it kind of like was on to the people I'm talking to and stuff about this where, well, why would you do that? Why would you take that chance or something? Why would you hurt your career or something? Ask Whitney Houston. I'm sorry. Ask Mariah Carey. Ask any artist that has already had a career, but then you have a Christmas classic. Bing Crosby's one of the better singer crooners of all time, but we know him just for Christmas songs, basically.
Right.
Like, there's being big, and then there's being a legend. There's having your songs played well after you're long gone. They're still playing your songs every year at this specific time. So if you have a new Christmas hit, you're good. It's not just being good for that year or for a time. It's okay, I'm getting royalties the rest of my life from that hit. Like, if I'm a musician, this is one of the things I'm gunning for. I want a Christmas hit. I want something like that. I get why Mariah Carey, I'm sorry about the misnaming there earlier. We were talking about Dionne Warwick earlier, and I was going down a rabbit hole of her and Whitney Houston there. I was trying to figure out why they never did a song together. Sounded really good together. But yes, Mariah Carey with her big hit, or anybody, Debbie Lee, who we were celebrating the other day. Debbie Lee was a fantastic artist and had a number of hits, but I don't know if modern people would know who Debbie Lee is really without that, rocking around the Christmas tree. I get it. I if I'm a musician, this is something I'd be trying for big time.
I think more musicians need to write Halloween songs.
Yes. And Hanukkah songs, for God's sake.
Yeah, we really don't have many.
Come on, Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond got a best-selling Christmas album out there. He's a Jew, for God's sake. Write a Christmas song, Neil. write a Hanukkah song, Neil.
Got a billion, the
greatest Christmas songs, arguably the greatest Christmas songs of all time, Irving Berlin, Jew. Hey, Irving, you couldn't have written a Hanukkah hit? You could. Come on. Been sitting here playing the dreidel song our whole lives. I mean, give us something else. Give us at least one other song. Just one other song. That's all I'm asking for. We've got the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler, the dreidel song, end of list. That's it. give us another song.
Well, if you don't like Wonderful Christmas by Paul McCartney, there are a lot of other artists who have redone it, like Kylie Minogue, Jars of Clay, Diana Ross, The Shins, Straight No Chaser.
Oh, good band.
Kelly Rowland.
Interesting. I'd like to hear a couple
Mac
of those.
Mac DeMarco
did one? Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, I got to hear that. I like Mac DeMarco. That's one of our own. That's a Midwesterner right there. I like him.
Ah. The Monkees. There's lots of options.
Got to try it. We weren't able to do it this year, but next year we're really gunning for this. We're really planning on it. Seth, Melissa, and Pam and us are going to do our own Christmas album. We're going to get in on this. Oh. We're going to get in on this one, everybody. Yeah. We're going to make our own Christmas album.
Shouldn't we write a Hanukkah song?
Yes. That's why we're doing it. So we can have a Hanukkah song in there. Yes, that's why.
So it's a holiday album.
Yes, a holiday album. Yeah, it'll be a holiday album. Yeah. We're going to cover our because this is how we get even bigger, Melissa. We have a Christmas hit Hanukkah song that nobody else has. Maybe we write a hit Kwanzaa song too. There's no Kwanzaa songs for this time of year either. I mean, that's a whole market nobody's hitting on.
At least not that's playing on our stations.
True. Well, the friends of mine that do celebrate Kwanzaa make a similar joke that I do about Hanukkah. So,
well, that's good because I know next to nothing about Kwanzaa except I think it's African, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a beautiful holiday. Encourage people to learn about those things. You know, it's a fun one to learn about. You may even find things that you might want to incorporate in Christmas.
Yeah.
Nominees for the 2024 Golden Globes were announced yesterday, and here's what's really important: Nicolas Cage got a nod.
That, what? Really?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage got a nod for a Golden Globe.
Wow. For what?
We'll get to that. Okay. Barbie and the TV show Succession have the most nods with 9. Oppenheimer is next with 8. And Killers of the Flower Moon and Emma Stone's movie Poor Things both have 7. Emma has 2 chances to win as she was nominated for Poor Things in the TV drama The Curse. In the TV categories, The Bear and Only Murders in the Building have 5 nominations each. Speaking of the amazing TV show Only Murders, Meryl Streep is up for the Golden Globe for her supporting role in season 3. That gives her 33 overall nominations. That extends her record, by the way, everybody.
There, to me,
is no debate at all. I can go ahead and I can throw in there Benedict Cumberbatch or James McAvoy. I can throw out a couple of names. There is not a better actor in the world for, I'd say, the last decade at least than Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep will go down as one of the greatest of all time. She is a legend. And she does this TV show because she's very good friends. She really enjoys Steve Martin and Martin Short. She's become friends with Selena Gomez over the years. So she's like, I'd like to do this. Meryl Streep does a TV show. Okay, that sounds good. But then you see her do it. And in the opening, in the beginning of season 3, the opening scene you have with Meryl Streep, she shows you in the first minute why she is the greatest in the game today. Like, if you don't watch anything else the rest of the season, if it's the only bit of Murders in the Building you watch, I encourage people to do it. Just if you want to be able to see why I say this is an art, this is a craft. It's the way Meryl Streep does it. That's acting at its greatest is in that opening scene there, in that first minute or two. And you see all these emotions, all these different things on her face, and then she flips. Most actors will flip a mood or a dialect or something like that from word to word. Meryl Streep does it inside the word. As she's saying the word, she does it. I don't know many people I've ever seen do what she does. Like, it's just incredible. This will be the 81st Golden Globes. It's scheduled to go down Sunday, January 7th on CBS. There's no word yet on a host. I threw my name out there. Haven't heard back. Haven't heard that. We'll see. That'd be hilarious if they actually took me up on it. That would be my
Wouldn't
luck.
That be funny?
They'd be like, Melissa, Seth, I need you guys to cover for me on January 7th. And by the way, what do you know about emceeing? What do you know? So it looks like a lot of people, the most famous part about this right now is the people who have turned it down. Chris Rock has turned it down. Everybody's asking Chris Rock to host everything right now.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Yeah. Also, Ali Wong, Will Arnett, Sean Hayes, Jason Bateman were all asked to do it, and they have turned it down as well. So maybe Melissa and I will do it, you know?
Maybe, or ask Jack Black. I'd like to see him host more stuff.
You know, that's such a great... Oh, it's a great choice.
Yeah.
I was thinking of him the other day. You have a lot of actors that don't necessarily, they can't keep the career going. They're not getting as many roles. So they go and they do talk shows or, you know, maybe host a talk show or something. Chevy Chase did this famously and it bombed. I think Jack Black would be perfect for something like that. Like a male version of Drew Barrymore, you know? Where her show is so fun and so popular. I would think that Jack Black's show would be like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. A great ride. Him as an MC, too. He's got such a Billy Crystal type of quality and energy to him.
Yeah, he's so energetic and personable.
And I think Bob Hope was the greatest MC I'll ever see. Just my opinion. But I think Billy Crystal was awfully darn close. Billy Crystal hosted the Oscars like our whole childhoods. Billy Crystal was like you knew who was the host. You didn't know who was going to host the Golden Globes or the Emmys, but you knew Billy Crystal was going to host the Oscars every year.
Yeah.
He was great. Looking at the, just a quick glance at the 24 Golden Globe nominees for Best Drama, Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, and The Zone of Interest. Best Actress, Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, Sandra Huller, Greta Lee, Carrie Mulligan, and Kaylee Spaney. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Leonardo DiCaprio, Colman Domingo, Barry Cobeth, Cillian Murphy, and Andrew Scott. There's a lot of great names, a lot of great people attached to this one. Now, if you're wondering, well, Nicolas Cage was nominated, you said, James. Where was he nominated? He was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for the movie Dream Scenario. He was nominated for that. Timothy Chalamet was nominated for Wonka, Matt Damon for Air, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Joaquin Phoenix for Beau is Afraid, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction.
Okay.
But Nicolas Cage getting a nod. That's interesting.
For a musical.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody had that on their 2023 board. And we wrap up our entertainment section talking local, of course. This week, we encourage you to check out, while you can, A Candle in the Window, the wonderful Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater production, holiday production. Mm-hmm. They had a great opening weekend, from what I heard. It went really, really well. We encourage you to attend and support local this weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. They have shows at 7 on the 16th. That Saturday, they got a 2 o'clock matinee.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I've got my tickets for Thursday.
Melissa's going to enjoy herself. We encourage you to join Melissa and fill up that whole entire auditorium. Make sure that they've got a full crowd there. And take in as many shows as you can, because they have two different groups with this.
That's right. They have two sets of children actors.
Yeah. The Group 1 child actors will be a part of the Saturday show. And the Group 2 will be a part of Friday and Saturday shows.
Nice.
And we encourage you to check this out. It's live theater, so every show is going to be a little bit different and a little more unique. And that's another reason to go ahead and take these in. And the cast is amazing. Got a great cast in this one. Yes. WRCT just does a nice job knocking it out with these casts every year, every season. They bring in a new one, and they bring in great casts and new members and people that we also have gone to see many times and love and enjoy. And Melissa and I will tell you, as much as we love our fellow actors and the hardworking people behind the scenes and everything, you got to check out these stages, too.
Oh, yes. They do such a wonderful job with the stages at the community theater there in Rapids. I'm impressed every time, because you walk in and it's a completely different place.
Mm-hmm. Had a meeting with Gretchen, new executive director over there at WRCT last week, and I went in and I had to go say hi to the stage. I had to. So I went in there and I got
and see how it changed.
Yeah. And I got to see the set, and it looks like a train station. The whole play takes place in there, and it looks just like an old school train station. They did such an amazing job with this.
Wonderful.
Buy local, support local, support our arts locally here, and take in this great show. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. You can also get them the day of right there at the front desk. Show up, have some fun, enjoy some great theater this holiday season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
28 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 34.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
I have to tell you, on the break, I was going to listen to Kylie Minogue's version. Yeah. Hers has got synth, too.
Oh, does
it? Yep.
I don't know. Should synthesizers be allowed in Christmas songs? I'm starting to wonder. That's too fitting. We don't get to choose which bumpers pop up, but boy,
no,
this is the one.
Completely random.
It couldn't have happened better. Good one to pop up.
And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having.
We hope you're having a...
I think Seth has a hand in it, though.
I think so. I think somehow, somehow he has done this.
He just waved his magic wand.
Figured out a way to do this. It would, imagine having a magic wand and that's all it does, though. That's it.
It only affects the bumpers on the radio station.
It's like the only magic you can do. All the things in the world and that's it.
I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of appreciating what you got, we're going to get into eight habits of the world's happiest people. Let me get his name right here. Dan Biodner is a best-selling author who's traveled the globe studying how people live long, happy lives. And in a recent interview, he laid out the top eight habits of the world's happiest people. This is based on research and that many people he's met, and he says there are eight things you can do to feel happier every day. One of the things that I thought was interesting about this is places he visited, and there's this village in Italy that has been known for centuries for the life expectancy there is in the late 90s.
Yeah, yeah, and they've done tests on people there see why.
I mean, they could have saved the time on the tests and everything. Italian food. Definitely, yep. Definitely. I can't prove
more
that. More pasta in your diet. That's what you need. So based on the research and the many people he met, here are the things that he took from this. Number one, get at least 8 hours of sleep. Dang it. Don't. The happiest people sleep 8 to 9 hours and a half hours a night. So I guess I would say trying to get close to that certainly is the best most of us can do.
Yeah, and I know I always want more sleep when my alarm goes off. Even if I get 8 hours, I want more sleep.
Yeah. Eat a plant-based breakfast. Stay away from too much meat and dairy in the morning. Sugary cereal isn't good either. Dang it. No!
Fail again, James.
Man, I'm not doing good on this. Socialize. The more, the better. Ideally with people you actually like.
Hey, there's the kicker.
Well, that one I'm getting better about. That one I'm. that one's a little bit better.
That's good.
And that is a really good tip. It's easy to get isolated or to get keep to yourself, especially at this time of year when it gets colder out and you're not out as much.
Yeah, and when you have a lot of family obligation, family gatherings, which can sometimes feel like obligations depending on the family, but I digress. it's easy to get into that circle of well, you know what? I just want to hole up on the couch with my Netflix and chill.
Yep. Volunteer. People who do tend to feel happier, more satisfied with their lives, and have fewer symptoms of depression.
That's a great one.
You know, it's the crux of this. Whether you're volunteering or you just need to get things done around the house, it can be so hard to motivate yourself. It can be so, and if you don't get things done, then what happens? Of course, you beat yourself up for not getting things done.
Right.
But I think one of the things that's a motivator for me that really helps me get up is thinking of my future self. Like, oh, my future self is going to really appreciate this.
I'm going to be so happy on Friday that I cleaned the mirror today.
Yeah, yeah. And I know how good it's going to feel, and I deserve that. And darn it, I'm going to fight for that. I'm going to work towards that. It's not that different than volunteering. How would I ever fit the time in for Meals on Wheels? How would I ever fit the time in to read to kids with the United Way or something like that? And then you find the time and you do it. And I promise you, and I only use the P word when I can back it up. I promise you, you are going to feel incredible from this. Especially younger me, I was a cynical jerk. I really was. doing Meals on Wheels changed me on that. What can this really do? Is it really as great as it is? It's one of the greatest things that I'll ever do in my life. And I think that's saying something. Doing these kind of things, volunteering, goes so much farther than Melissa and I could ever word.
Mm-hmm. It gives more to you than what you're giving.
Reach out to our friends at the EDRC. Find out how you could be a part of Meals on Wheels. Call 211. Reach out to our friends at the United Way and find great volunteer opportunities out there. Encourage you to do that, everybody.
Reach out to the local food pantry. I'm sure they could also use some help.
You want to give a gift this holiday season, give it to your community. Help out.
Mm-hmm.
Take Naps comes in at number 5. Dang it!
I love naps.
Starting to
naps are the best.
Yeah, I need to take a class at Midstate on how to nap because I'm really, really, really bad at it.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This is how my boyfriend and I date now. We don't go out to dinner. We nap together. It's wonderful.
Melissa, me and my ex-wife are like that too. Yep. This is one of the great, there are a handful of signs that you know you got something, you know you got a good relationship going. It's these, but like one, to me at least, on my side, on the guy side of things, I'll say, I always felt comfortable in a relationship or a woman felt good with me and we were in a good place when she was wearing the sweatpants. Would she put the sweatpants on it? Yeah. Then okay, she's comfortable with me. We're in a good place here and stuff. Naps are another one. If you can do that, that's another one of those things. Yes. Another thing on this list, it gets a little interesting to me. He adds on this number 6: have faith. It doesn't matter what you believe in. Studies show people who are religious or faithful are more likely to describe themselves as very happy. I don't argue with that at all. And I don't think that he has a bad point there. But the point of this list is to try to help people, encourage people to try to incorporate some of these things, I imagine. Faith is not something you can just throw into your day. I personally believe, just, and I don't think I'm alone on this one, that faith is something that calls you. And it either calls you or it doesn't. I don't believe that you... I've spent my whole life admiring people with religious faith and strong faith. My brain is very logical. My brain does not work that way. I pray. I have my beliefs, but I don't. I don't pretend to be like my mom or my grandmothers were or anything like that. And I admire it very much. I admire it so much that I'm not going to fake it. I refuse to fake that kind of thing. I'm not going to just phone it in. I'm not going to show up at these things and just go through the motions if I don't feel it. So I feel like having faith, that's very, very nice to say, but some of us weren't born with that and are learning more and more how to either incorporate that in our lives or how to have that. It's not as simple as just, you know what, I'm going to have some more faith.
Well, and I think that you can have faith in, you know, more than just like the Christian God. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in my friends and the people that care, that I care about and that care about me. So I think you can look at it with a broader brushstroke as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have faith that I believe in the universe. I believe in that you are always where you were meant to be, no matter where that is, good, bad, no matter what. There are certain things like that. And I think there's a comfort in that. There, you know, whether it's faith or it's whatever version of faith that is.
Yeah.
Limit TV and social media. The ideal amount is no more than 30 minutes a day of each. So that's one show and a quick skim of your favorite social media platforms.
I think that would be difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know if I even get 30 minutes a day in of social media. Like, I think if you added it up, I don't have the time, but I also, even when I do have the free time and I think, oh, maybe I should go through, you know, I'm going to do this instead. I'm not very good with the social media thing. I've pulled back from it a lot over the last couple of years.
Well, and I think that study speaks to it. I think people who spend a lot of time on social media have a tendency to not, you know, feel better after binging on Facebook for hours.
Well, and I think that everybody is their best judge on this stuff, even though we can be our own harshest critic. You know how you feel when you get done scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or any of these other apps. You know how you feel afterwards. How do you feel? You know what? I need to take a break from this, or maybe, you know, I need to suspend my account and just take a break from that completely or something. Trust your gut on that. And a final one on this list, this one's not doable for most of us, but don't work full time. You won't be happy.
If, yes, please.
Yeah, yeah, right. You won't be happy if you can't make ends meet, but in a perfect world, part-time is better. People who work less than 35 hours a week tend to be the happiest overall because they're working less than 35 hours a week.
Yeah, but can they afford housing and, groceries?
I don't...
Only possible for some people.
And that's like of these eight things, I counted at least three or four things on that list that are not exactly doable by everybody or just aren't in everybody.
Right.
Which makes me feel like putting this list out there is only another, it does the opposite of what it's trying to do.
You can be happy only if you accomplish these eight things.
Yeah.
Well,
and if you can't accomplish them, then that's just one more thing you're kind of beating yourself up about. So I recommend this. Put your own list together. Make your own list. You know what makes you happy. You know what can bring your mood up this time of year.
Be aware of that. And keep your expectations realistic.
I think that's one of the better things to do this time of year. Like with anything we're talking about, a Christmas party, a Christmas gift, just the holiday season in general. Keep your expectations in check. What's the downside? If things go even better than you expected, well, then you're even more surprised, you're even more enjoying it better and all that.
Right, right. But, don't go into things with a pessimistic view, necessarily.
Oh, yeah, you definitely don't want to do that.
That will make things not enjoyable.
Yeah, trust me, that is not fun. That is not fun. We got Melissa's local news coming up right after our state news, and we'll be back after that with some fun stuff. We're going to get into the latest specialty street food. I've got to touch on that with you, Melissa.
Street food is so fun.
Got that coming up, and plenty more on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in a special session today to discuss possibly accepting the funding deal they rejected Saturday. Republican leaders at the state legislature say that was their best and final offer. Among other things, the deal would repurpose about 40 diversity employees in exchange for pay raises for 35,000 UW workers. All three of Wisconsin's veterans homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The debate about where the new jail and law enforcement center will be located in Stevens Point continues. Mayor Mike Wiesa posted a letter summarizing the discussions between the city and the county. He states the city feels there is enough land to build the facility in the existing area downtown where there are other services available. The county has turned down that option, instead increasing their ask of 18 acres of land on the outskirts of the city to 40 acres. Portage County Executive John Pavelski stated in his State of the County that they require wise and responsible decisions to be made in the immediate future. The Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center is holding a special Christmas event this Thursday, December 14th, from 5 to 7. Santa Claus will be at the Masonic Center in a magically transformed wonderland to meet all area special needs children from early childhood through fifth grade with their parents and siblings. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
28 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 34.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Little Nat King Cole to play us into the segment right here. Melissa and James with you. Thanks for starting your morning with us, everybody. We're hoping you're having a great day out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into a That Ain't Right story in a little bit, and we've got this new street food I want to talk about with you, Melissa, as well for right now. And then this may be a That Ain't Right. Who knows? Maybe.
Okay.
Have you ever bought a bag of ice and wondered what that means by it being premium ice?
Premium ice.
Like, you know, the bags is a premium ice or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It probably means nothing because there's only one way to elevate ice, and that's by grilling it.
What?
Yeah. There are some TikToks making the rounds claiming that grilled ice has become a specialty street food in northeast China.
Okay.
The vendor...
Make ice better. Add fire.
The vendor takes some ice, throws it on a grill, seasons it with spices like chili, cumin, scallions, and sauce, and then serves it up. One serving of grilled ice reportedly costs $2. A lot of people wonder if the ice would melt, but the idea is to use big chunks of ice and to grill it quickly.
One
customer described it as spicy and interesting. Interesting.
We're going to give you some spiced water in ice form.
Yeah, interesting's a good thing to say, except for with food. Like, nobody ever says interesting after eating something or taking a bite of something.
And then plans to eat it again.
Right, right, right. Like, interesting, when you don't want to say, oh, As we all know, you can't believe everything you see on social media, and some locals say they've never seen it, so it must be a joke, but others say that it is legit. There's a real 50-50 thing going on here of half the people say it's real, half the people say it's not. We say it ain't right.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Just, what do you do with that,
I have
Melissa?
No words. Well, yeah, like, how do you... Well, we need to come up with a new idea for street food. Everything's been done. I mean, we've sold every kind of meat you can have, every part of the animal. What have we not done? Every vegetable, every fruit. What about ice?
We are running out of ideas in the food world, apparently. We are.
We can't do the snow cone because those are expected to be sweet. But if we keep it in cube form,
I like that. I like
and grill it. I like it'll be smoky and spicy.
I like the reference to snow cones. I forgot about snow cones. That's great. We've already been doing this. We just haven't been grilling it. We just have.
Right.
Does this make you want to try to do this? Like, get a big chunk of ice out of the freezer and see if you could do this at home. See, like, there's a part of me that's tempted to try. There's a part of me. I'll admit.
Really?
Just to see. I don't know.
Just get a snow cone machine and buy yourself a bottle of marinade, and boom, there you go.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, we wrap up that article talking about, you know, nowadays, is it real, is it not, you know, social media. This is a big question going forward here, especially as we're getting close to a political season. We're always in a political season. What am I talking about?
Yeah, but it's going to ramp up here pretty soon.
Yeah. We're going to get into what is real and what isn't in our next segment. But first, let's take a phone call. Good morning. Mm-hmm. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, let's talk about grilled ice.
yes, let's.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't suddenly have an inkling to grill ice, but if there were a way to smoke it at a cold enough temperature and then you throw that stuff into a cup that you make a Bloody Mary into, might be onto something.
Maybe.
Or even like a really decent whiskey. Sorry.
Okay.
Welcome to Wisconsin, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those are good ideas. Those are good ideas.
That is a good idea.
I like that.
I see a new bar in the future.
Ice, but the idea of adding a smoke flavor to your ice and putting it in a beverage doesn't sound unappealing.
But a natural smoke flavor, not like, we're going to add a little liquid smoke to your Bloody Mary.
Yeah, something
I
like...
I can't hear, Melissa. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, darn it. I'm not sure why. Well, we'll have to work on that. We'll have to get, it was working before. I'm not sure why it's not. We'll have to check that out, and we will have to hang out with you again. Thanks so much for calling up. Always good to hear from you.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Best listeners in radio we got, everybody. Best listeners in radio. We got to try that.
That's a much better idea than just eating smoked and seasoned ice. Put it in a Bloody Mary.
I like that. I like that. It's a shout out to the best listeners of radio. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Melissa and I are going to get into how much of what you see on social media is real. We're going to talk about that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Weather brought to you by BugTussle. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
BugTussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 28. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
And Seth MacFarlane.
And Seth MacFarlane right there, too. If social media isn't addictive, then why do we spend so much darn time on it? Even though we know that most of it isn't real. Well, A new survey found that Americans believe that only 37% of the content on social media is, quote, real. That includes struggling to separate authentic images from the ones with hidden filters, Photoshop, and other edits. But it's more than that. People are skeptical of targeting advertisements as well as influential content, like those products that can be pitched as friendly tips and hacks, but are usually scripted paid promotions. And there's the business quote, businesses that friends and followers try to sell you on, which are often pyramid schemes, bots, and often spam profiles.
Yeah.
Overall, 74% of Americans admit that they can't always tell what's real and what's fake, and 71% of people think it's will get harder to determine what's real and what's not over the next 10 years with AI and other technology. I don't necessarily agree with that. That it's going to get harder in the next 10 years. Now, I'm saying that with maybe the last little bit of hope I have in me.
Your faith in humanity?
Yes, because we do have a currently right here in Wisconsin, we have a bill that is sitting there waiting to be put into motion as far as making sure that when during election seasons, during political seasons, when you see these political ads, if they are using AI to alter the ads, they have to tell you it in the ad.
Yeah, alter the photos or create something out of nothing.
Do you think we're going to sit back and just let this happen? Like, I don't. I don't believe we will. I do believe that that the American people do believe in truth still, that they do believe that they do want that. And they're going to push, if we don't get politicians to get these kind of bills passed, we're going to get politicians in there that will pass them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we're not still a bit of we're still a divisive country and all that. Guess what? We always have been. we just didn't always have social media to tell us this and to tell each other, hey, I don't agree with you all the time.
And that's the beauty of America. We can disagree. But we just need to find the way to work together.
We are the country that can go, that half of our country can want us to go to war, the other half cannot. So when the rest of the world looks at us, we don't look like warmongers that always want to go to war, and we also don't look soft like we can't handle ourselves.
Yeah. But
this is the beauty of our country. We can have our cake and eat it too. The rest of the world gets this. We're not getting it. Here, we need to treat each other that way. We need to respect that about ourselves. We need to embrace that. And when you start to embrace those things, all of a sudden, what's real and what's not on social media doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Because even if you see an ad for a politician that you were planning on voting for, and this, you know, their opponent makes you think differently or something like that, what are you going to do? You're not just going to take that. Yeah, exactly. By now, I think we know that we've got to research these things. And look what happened, Melissa, with all of this negativity, with all these fake ads and this fake AI and all this stuff. It got us to actually have to do some homework. It got us to actually have to think about our vote. So I'm actually not even that mad about some of this stuff because of the outcome
because
of it.
Because of the outcome of it?
Yeah. Like, for decades, we've been trying to get people to think before you vote, and nothing can get it done. It took this to kind of get it to happen. I don't like it. I certainly would love our world without it, but I'm going to take the positives from it because all of a sudden, I know people who have never even thought twice about whether it's voting or actually thinking about their vote. All of a sudden, they're telling me stuff. Hey, did you know this? Hey, did you know that? And I'm doing my homework on the things they're telling me.
Well, that's awesome.
Look, the act of voting should not be hard. It should not be hard to pass your vote as an American citizen, no matter where you live or what your financial outcome or any of those things. If you can prove you're an American, if you can prove the things that your state or your county needs you to prove, you should be able to vote.
But yes, absolutely.
But once you're in the booth, that shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be easy to, oh, you know what? I'm always voting Democrat. I'm always voting Republican. Nah, man. No, I'm not giving them my vote like that. You got to earn my vote. You've got to earn it by fighting for our people. You got to earn it by representing us. I'm not just going to walk around.
Not just what team you're on.
Yeah. Forget that.
Because they're
mess.
Not teams.
No.
They're not teams.
Quit approaching politics like it's sports, and that's coming from me. I can't go 5 seconds.
Hey, I said it first.
I can't go 5 seconds without making a sports reference. I mean, my God. these are not your sports teams. You know the one thing they have in common? The owner of those sports teams probably cares about as much about you as some politicians do. They'll take your money, but that's about it. So find out the ones that care. Find out the ones that are actually in this for the right reasons.
And are actually doing things while they're in office and creating bills and trying to make their districts better for the people and listening to the people.
It's not that difficult. It is not that hard. And if we do this, before you know it, we'll wind up and we actually got politicians doing what we asked them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? But you know what is hard? For me, personally, deep fakes.
Yeah.
With celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I usually don't even like give it two thoughts. I'm like, well, that could be real. That could be fake. I don't care. Move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I don't make light of this. Some of this stuff can ruin lives, can cost money, can hurt families and all these different things. But again, that's why it's on us to figure out the real.
Right, and figure out how to put safeguards in place that are going to prosecute those who are misusing it.
This idea that you need to be spoon-fed everything, like that's never been the case of our society. We've never been that kind of society. Why all of a sudden with this are you, well, you have to tell me what's real and what's fake. Okay, well, we do need laws for that when as far as politics go. But you also gotta do your own homework sometimes too, man. I mean, what more do we got to do here?
The sad fact is you can't necessarily trust what's coming out of a politician's mouth.
No, that's why you got to do your own homework. Yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
Because for some reason, that's okay for them to just make statements, which boggles my mind.
Well, and I don't care if my father was running for office, I'd be double checking. I'd be looking up the homework on him. It doesn't matter who it is, you should be doing that. If it's somebody you've even voted for before, check it out. See what else they've been up to. You know, if a politician has a problem with that, that's not somebody you want representing you.
Right.
It's not that difficult. All this stuff is out there nowadays. You can see who is adding to their campaigns and those things. Look into that stuff. You know, don't just expect this to just fall into your lap.
And if you can't tell what's a deep fake with the celebrities, ask the kids.
Yes. And if you're still see something, you're still not sure of it or anything, you do your homework and you're still not sure, well, then just don't pay attention to it. Ignore it. That's not a real fact, possibly. You should be able to find some data for it.
Mm-hmm.
We need a palate cleanser. Let's take a look at our Midday Magazine. We got a great one lined up for you today. In part one, we are talking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to that. And in part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. Lindsay Scheider is going to join us. Lindsay sent us over the notes. We're going to be talking about buying a home in the winter and some of the difficulties of that. And other fun things talking real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. That'll be at 3:30 today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 Monday through Tuesday through Friday for Midday Magazine, Monday Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later today at 7:05 on this here network, you'll have the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Be sure to check that out. And a little before that on WIRI at 6:55, our pregame kicks off for high school boys basketball. Lincoln hosting Mosinee. Michael and Seth running that one. You know it's going to sound good. Roll Raiders.
Good game.
Nothing against our listeners out in Mosinee, but roll Raiders.
Well, you know, home team.
It's my alma mater. I got it.
Yeah.
Looking locally, speaking of high school, looking at our local high schools here, we got some great events going on in the area. All of the concerts at the Rams Auditorium are coming up. Like we've got one today from the 7th and 8th grade orchestra is going at 6 o'clock today. The 7th and 8th grade orchestra over at Rams. Be sure to check that out. On Thursday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs will be taking place at 6 o'clock over at Rams. Be sure to check those out. And then today as well at 6:30, grades K2 at 7:45 and grades 3, I'm sorry, at 6:30, grades K2, and this is in the Port Edwards District, and then grades 3 through 5 at 7:45 will be having their show, and that'll be at the Dorothy Alexander Auditorium.
In Port Edwards, cute.
Yeah, it's going to be another fun show. That's going to be a good one, too.
Get you in the holiday spirit, supporting our kids.
A reminder that tomorrow is Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church. That'll be at 8 a.m. Be sure to check that out. And the American Legion Post 9 will be having their monthly meeting at 7. That'll be taking place as well.
Okay.
Keep that in mind, everybody. And a shout out to all of our vets out there. And, of course, our friend Tom for getting us this information.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
and support the arts. Our good friends over at Save of the Arts have their Johnny Cash Christmas special coming up, the Johnny Cash Christmas.
Yeah, that's coming up on Thursday, right?
Yeah, Terry Lee Goff, you're going to be performing live right here in Rapids this Thursday, and you want to get these tickets, go to savorthearts.org, savorthearts.org, get those tickets, take in this show. Or, you know, do that, but maybe you'd like the extra tickets. Well, you can get them right now.
We're giving away tickets.
Giving away tickets. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation. You want to see this great Christmas show? Give us a call.
Check it out. He acts just like Johnny Cash.
I'm telling you, I wasn't paying attention, and I just heard him out of the corner of my ear, and he sounds just like Johnny. Yeah. Not even when he's singing, just even when he's talking. Great act. Savorthearts.org, everybody, and call up right now to get those tickets. Great show, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.